the Stu once again with the party at my place on the Michigan Business Network. And as I'm looking out across the water, this is absolutely gorgeous, but I'm sitting in the Chippewa Hotel. And don't tell anybody, but I also have the general manager, Brian Bailey, with me. So listen to what he has to say. Come on over, Brian. Share the secrets of the island.
Sue, it's great to have you here. Thank you very much. And yeah, welcome to the Chippewa Hotel and beautiful Mackinac Island.
This is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And the hospitality, my goodness, you guys rank five stars, you know, across the board.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate it. And, you know, it's a beautiful building. We were built back in 1902, so it's just a gorgeous building. We put a lot of money back into it, so it's in great shape. We have the Pink Pony Bar right here on property.
And everybody's talking about the Pink Pony. That's perfectly okay.
That's great. That's good to hear. It was voted last year the most iconic bar in Michigan. We've been around since 1948, and it is just a gem to have here, and we're so lucky to have it. And our location is great. We're right on the water.
So
right.
This is the Pink Pony always?
Yes, it's always been the Pink Pony and a part of the Chippewa Hotel. Back in 1948, the owner, Nathan Shane, at that time was from Phoenix, Arizona. And out there in Scottsdale, he had a favorite bar that he went to called the Pink Pony. So he wanted to bring that to Mackinac Island. So in 1948, he opened the Pink Pony here on Mackinac Island so he could have it in the summertime as well as in the wintertime. So.
And how traditional with only horses here on the island.
Yeah,
you know?
Isn't that just perfect?
Yeah, perfect. I think somebody was thinking way ahead of time on that one. So, but tell me, now, what are the amenities here? This is beautiful. I walk in and it's such gracious hostess, everything. Dining?
Yeah, well, thank you. The Pink Pony, we offer 300 seats of dining. We serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We also have a late night menu that serves until 1:30 to go with our bar patrons. And we have the Pink Pony Patio, which is an extremely popular spot here on the island, right on the water. We got a great bar down there. It's just a beautiful location, beautiful ambiance out there. We have a 40-person hot tub out on the patio as well, which is definitely a party place, and everyone has fun. They can get their famous rum runners there, and while they're soaking in the hot tub, so it doesn't get much better than that, does it?
That's great.
We also have 57 guest rooms in the hotel. Everything on the water side are all two-room suites up there, with beautiful balconies and great views of the Straits of Mackinac and the Island Harbor. And then on the Main Street side, we have more economical, smaller rooms over there that you can open up your window and hear the clip-clop of the horses, and it brings all that wonderful Mackinac ambiance to life. So we have all the modern amenities. We have flat-screen TVs in all of our rooms, free Wi-Fi, of course, which you have to have these days.
That's a must, I think. But, you know, I left my phone. I think I dropped it somewhere between here and the water, and I just kissed her goodbye.
Good for you. Nice. That's what we like to hear on Mackinac Island. We don't need those gadgets.
I have a question now. I know this is June, you know, the beautiful season. What about winter? Are you open?
Great question. We are not. We close down at the end of October, and we take those 6 months in the wintertime, and we have a full maintenance crew that works all winter, and we repaint everything and revitalize everything that gets a little worn during the season, and we do all of our projects in the wintertime. We own a lot of buildings here in town. We have to house all of our employees here, so we have quite a bit of employee housing here on the island that we have to take care of in the wintertime. And so there's always lots to do, but it is a beautiful place in the wintertime, and if anyone ever gets a chance to come up here in the wintertime, I highly recommend it. There are a few bed and breakfasts and inns that do stay open in the wintertime, along with the Village Inn and the Mustang Lounge. They stay open all year round.
I think you should keep that hot tub open in the wintertime. I think that rum runners in the hot tub in winter on the island, I think, would be beautiful. Jeffrey, you want to join us?
That sounds great.
We'll have a party.
Sure. Yes, it does. One winter, the owners had a wedding up here at New Year's, and they did keep the hotel open and the hot tub, and I have pictures of the hot tub filled with like 60 people with rum runners in their hand, the mist coming up, for the steam from the hot tub coming up, and the snow coming down. That's quite a picture.
That's special. It truly is. But, you know, that kind of is the feeling that I get here. I'm looking at an elevator right now that has lilacs on it. We're going to talk talk about lilacs a little bit later, because you're going to be back with me on another part of this show. But going into the kitchen and into the bar, are there any special meals? Tell me about the chefs. I'm always intrigued with the bartenders and the chefs.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had our current executive chef. He's been here since 1998, so almost 20 years. And he is fantastic. He is a Jamaican gentleman. We call him Lurch because he stands about 6'6", and he's a huge man.
I need to meet Lurch after, okay?
I think so. He's got this great big infectious smile and laugh. But he is so talented and does such a fantastic job with our food. Over the years, we have dialed our menu in, and we offer just a nice, wonderful variety of food on our menu. Our best sellers are whitefish. We have a beurre blanc whitefish that is just out of this world. Our whitefish dip as an appetizer is a huge seller. We have whitefish fingers. We have a whitefish sandwich. If you get the gist there.
You know what? They're giving me a time here that I have to do time out, but we need to get Lurch.
Lurch.
Okay. So Lurch is the chef here. Everybody has to come over and meet Lurch and have him fix us a meal. So tell me, how do we get in touch with you? What's the secret?
Well, the secret is if you just come here to the Chippewa and ask for me, we can certainly arrange that. The chef is always around. He's here, it seems like, 24 hours a day, and he's always more than happy to come out and meet everybody and chat food.
You know, I want to share a festival omelet recipe with him. We're going to do some competition in the state because we have asparagus festivals and potato festivals and mushroom festivals and cheese festivals, all kinds of festivals. So I want the chefs from all over Michigan to prepare a festival omelet. In competition.
That sounds fantastic. What a great, absolutely. What a great idea. And I love the idea of using that Michigan farm to table concept and all that fresh, wonderful product that we're producing.
You and I are going to meet at the dinner table pretty soon. Once again, this is Sue at the Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network.